T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tony mentioned in the update that during Steve Yzerman's media session yesterday via Zoom, he was asked about the status of Jeff Blashill and said, you know, he's coming back. Here is Steve Yzerman telling us why, despite having the worst team in the National Hockey League this year, Jeff Blashill will be back again.
I think Jeff has done a good job. I think it's been a difficult position. You know, in his tenure here, the Red Wings are in a rebuild and have been for a while. And for the last two, three trade deadlines, the team has traded valuable players, good players for future assets. And Jeff has, with his head held high and diligently worked hard, done a good job in coaching this team in a difficult situation throughout that. And I think it's, as I said in February, I think it's unfair to judge him based on our record at this time. And quite frankly, we need to improve the team to get a true, you know, for anybody to truly critique or assess the coaching staff. We need to improve the team.
The younger players have gotten better. The team has not, guys have been pointed out, that's more of a player issue than a coach issue. What is alarming to me, and I might have this wrong, Jeff, you can probably correct me, and others will on ticket text, but I believe that Jeff Blashill, despite a record of 153 and 194 and 52, one trip to the playoffs where they lost in five games, Jeff Blashill is coming back. And he is he leads NHL head coaches of being with one team the longest, unless I'm missing somebody. I'm going through it on the top.
In the entire NHL?
In the entire NHL.
No.
I believe. I mean, think about it.
I mean, there was like 10 of them whacked this year. John Cooper, his good buddy, has been with the Lightning since 2013.
Cooper,
Yzerman's old guy.
Okay.
Who, by the way, I mean, Yzerman fired Guy, was it LaFleur?
No, not Guy LaFleur.
Not Guy LaFleur. Who was it? Guy?
No.
It was Guy somebody.
Yes, it was.
To hire John Cooper. John Cooper at the time was like a rookie head coach that just was a lawyer, if you remember. And, I mean, obviously he had hockey experience. But, no, yeah, Blashill's right up there. Stoney, here's what I would say. Like, last year was ridiculous. They fired 8-9 guys. And some for personal reasons, some for other reasons. Like, Bill Peters seems like he was not saying the right stuff. And there was some racial slurs going on from what we heard. Mike Babcock apparently was just a bad dude, which, say what you want about Babs or not, he got whacked. Other guys got whacked, some with
Babcock.
All the ice issues. Babcock, thank you, Pap. So the bottom line is, there's a lot of people that say, like, hey, Gerard Gallant got fired. And he's Yzerman's buddy. So, like, why wouldn't he replace Jeff Blashill? But the one thing about Blash, and I know people don't like the move, the one thing about Blash is he truly hasn't had a great team around him. That's like firing Ron Gardenhire. Like, Gardenhire doesn't have a great team. You're not going to fire him. It's not his fault they're losing. It's the players and it's the rebuild's fault. Same thing with the Wings. Look at that defense. Look how bad Jimmy Howard got, unfortunately. You know, you talk about the players getting better. Are they? Some of them are. Like,
right.
Philip Peronic has gotten better. Dylan Larkin, I think, has proved that he's the leader of this team. Anthony Mantha, I think, has gotten better.
Tyler Bertuzzi has gotten better.
Absolutely. But I don't know.
Chalovsky's gotten. I mean, granted, you know, it's still a small sample size.
I don't know if I'm ready to say he's gotten better.
No, yet. I'm saying I'm going the other way. He's gotten worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say.
By the way, we're looking for Guy Boucher.
Guy Boucher, that is the Bay Lightning coach.
Jacques Demers.
But there's another one. But I guess what I would say is, like, I don't know. It's not a huge shock because he already said he was coming back in February.
Right.
And I'd give him another year. The good thing about Blashill is he's truly committed. I know you're going to say he makes a lot of money. He should be. He's a fabulous communicator. He really is. And by all accounts, the team respects the hell out of him. So, unfortunately, he's got a bad defense, and he's got a bad team. And I actually agree with Yzerman on this one. The other thing, too, is, Stoney, we all said when Yzerman got hired that it's in Stevie we trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know people didn't like the most Sider draft pick at the start, and Sider looks like he's going to be a good defenseman. Did you draft him too high? We wait and see, but he looks like it was the right pick, right? And unfortunately, we didn't get a chance to see him at the NHL level this year. The same thing goes with this. Like I'll give him the benefit of the doubt up to this point. He wants to keep Blash for another year. Cool. I'm good with it.
You got to give Yzerman, obviously, you know, 3 to 5 years, especially in hockey when you're for drafting, right? I mean, you're drafting kids 18 years old. Most of them aren't expected to even make the team till they're 21.
If you say it's a man's league, I'm leaving.
No.
That was the other GM.
Yes, exactly. No doubt. 248-539-9797, which is
who, by the way, is in the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, it kind of helps when you have arguably the best player in the game, right?
Well, two of the best players in
right,
the game.
Right, but McDavid.
Draisaitl and McDavid.
Yeah, there are arguments you could say McDavid's the best player in the game. Draisaitl's really, really good, if not great, but I don't think people are debating on Edmonton Sports Radio who's better, Draisaitl or McDavid. I think it's McDavid.
No. But
yes,
Drysdale's damn good. But right. Yes, I would agree.
But you know, Ken Holland's got the benefit of all that, you know, crap that Edmonton went through. Even with all those number one draft choices that they had over the years, they still never got it right. And if they can't win a round this year, the fact that they're in the playoffs is a cool thing for them. But other than that, I mean, they haven't done. They're the one. The people who don't endorse tanking, they just throw out the Edmonton Oilers. You can tank all you want. You can be crappy all you want. If you draft that high and get nowhere like they had for years, who cares? But I think you need to get a great draft picks. I mean, high draft picks. That's if you're not good, that's what you got to do.
You do. That's how – well, it's funny because you mentioned tanking. And I know everybody says, well, what if the Sixers won? Well, they got significantly better, and yes, they have decisions to make. But look no further than hockey as why tanking does work. Now, I'm not saying the Penguins lost on purpose, but to get Crosby and Malkin back-to-back.
Well, Crosby was the benefit of coming out of a strike, basically the way the lottery worked that year, too.
No, I get it, though. But look at some of the other teams as well that have won Stanley Cups. You know, look at Chicago, Kane and Taves.
Yes.
You know, they were horrendous, and then they get those two guys and able to build around them and change everything. Now, there are teams that are able to do it without it, but, yeah, a good draft pick doesn't hurt.
If I'm not mistaken, speaking of Kane and Taves, and we mentioned McDavid and Draisaitl, that's the matchup, right, in the West, one of the matchups?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly the matchup.
That's going to be fascinating.
And I think Chicago's going to win it, unfortunately, for Ken Holland. But I want to address this ticket text. Can I address this ticket text very quickly, Stoney?
Sure.
It says, why is it okay to give Blashill the benefit of the doubt but not Matt Patricia? Neither have done anything. Neither have ever had a decent team to coach. You're just a Lions hater, Jeff. Thanks for exposing yourself. Real easy. Real easy for this one. Look at the team Patricia took over.
Right.
They were 9-7. He then went 6-10 and 3-12-1. He's won 9 games in 2 years. At least Blashill made the freaking playoffs with the Detroit Red Wings, okay? Listen, Blashill's had bad teams and is in a full rebuild. The Lions were not in a rebuild. What did Bob Quinn tell you? Bob Quinn said 9-7 wasn't good enough. Believe it, don't believe it. That's what he said. That's the difference why I give Blashill a little bit of the benefit of the doubt and not Patricia. The other thing, too, by the way, is look at the GMs. One GM is going in his fifth year, and doesn't have, other than Galladay, doesn't really have a draft pick to stand on, doesn't have a great trade to stand on, has made this team worse since he's taken over. The other GM just took over, and he comes with great credentials of the best team or one of the best teams in the East in the Lightning, so that's why I give them the benefit of the doubt. If that exposes me, cool, but I think you're just a Lion slappy. Is what I think.
Babcock Red Wings were 43-25-14 in his last year. Obviously, they made the playoffs and lost. The following year, which was, you know, Blashill's first year, the Red Wings were decent, 41-30-11. They made the playoffs and lost again. So he did fine his first year, and then the players started getting old, and they went down from there. How much is his fault? I don't think that much of it. I mean, they got rid of, you know, Athanasiou was, I think, his major problem. Mantha early in his career, they had a little, you know, disagreements about, but it proved out that his approach was probably the right one. So, look.
Well, he's learned.
Yeah, look.
He's learned how to coach Mantha. And by the way, if they decided to fire Jeff Blashill, I'm not shedding a tear.
No, me neither.
I would understand it as well. Yes. I also understand the decision to keep him for another year, though.
Right. And I think, look, if they don't make the... If they're not vastly improved this year, I think he's going to get fired this year.
Sure.
Next year, whenever the hell that starts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.